ಕಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವೆಯ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ ಮೂಕಂ ಕೃತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಲಂಗಯತೆ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ದೀನತಾರಿಣಂ ಶ್ರೀಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ. Today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, Chapter 7, Text 72. ತುಮೇತಮಾರ ನಾಹಿಕ ವೇದಂತಾಧಿಕಾರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮಂತ್ರ ಜಪ ಸದಾಯೈ ಮಂತ್ರ ಸರ. ಮೂರ್ಖ ತುಮೇತಮಾರ ನಾಹಿಕ ವೇದಂತಾಧಿಕಾರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮಂತ್ರ ಜಪ ಸದಾಯೈ ಮಂತ್ರ ಸರ. ಮೂರ್ಖ ತುಮೇತಮಾರ ನಾಹಿಕ ವೇದಂತಾಧಿಕಾರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮಂತ್ರ ಜಪ ಸದಾಯೈ ಮಂತ್ರ ಸರ. ಮೂರ್ಖ ತುಮೇ ತಮಾರ ನಾಹಿಕ ವೇದಂತಾಧಿಕಾರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮಂತ್ರ ಜಪ ಸದಾಯೈ ಮಂತ್ರ ಸರ. So we'll read the word meaning, then translation, and if there is a long purport. Murkha tumi, you are a fool. Tumara, your. Nahika, there is not. Vedanta, Vedanta philosophy. Adhikara, qualifications to study. Krishna mantra, the hymn of Krishna. Japa, chant, sada, always. This mantra, hymn, sara, essence of all Vedic knowledge. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. You are a fool, he said. You are not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy, and therefore you must always chant the holy name of Krishna. This is the essence of all mantras or Vedic hymns. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj comments in this connection. One can become perfectly successful in the mission of his life if he acts exactly according to the words he hears from the mouth of his spiritual master. This acceptance of the words of the spiritual master is called Srauta Vakya, which indicates that the disciple must carry out the spiritual master's instructions without deviation. Srila Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks in this connection that a disciple must accept the words of his spiritual master as his life and soul. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here confirms this by saying that since his spiritual master ordered him only to chant the holy name of Krishna, he always chanted the Hare Krishna Mahamantra according to this direction. Krishna Mantra Japasadayai Mantra Sar. Krishna is the origin of everything. Therefore, when a person is fully Krishna conscious, it is to be understood that his relationship with Krishna has been fully confirmed. Lacking Krishna consciousness, one is only partially related with Krishna and is therefore not in his constitutional position. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna, the spiritual master of the entire universe, he nevertheless took the position of a disciple in order to teach by example how a devotee should strictly follow the orders of a spiritual master in executing the duty of always chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. One who is very attracted to the study of Vedanta philosophy must take lessons from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this age, no one is actually competent to study Vedanta, and therefore it is better that one chant the holy name of the Lord, which is the essence of all Vedic knowledge. As Krishna himself confirms in Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa sarveir aham eva vedya, Vedanta krit vedavid cha eva aham. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta and I am the knower of Veda. Only fools give up the service of the spiritual master and think themselves advanced in spiritual knowledge. In order to check such fools, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself presented the perfect example of how to be a disciple. A spiritual master knows very well how to engage his disciple in a particular duty. But if a disciple, thinking himself more advanced than his spiritual master, gives up his orders and acts independently, he checks his own spiritual progress. Every disciple must consider himself completely unaware of the science of Krishna and must always be ready to carry out the orders of the spiritual master to become competent in Krishna consciousness. A disciple should always remain a fool before his spiritual master. Therefore, sometimes pseudo-spiritualists accept a spiritual master who is not even fit to become a disciple because they want to keep him under their control. This is useless for spiritual realization. One who imperfectly knows Krishna consciousness cannot know Vedanta philosophy. A sui disciple display of Vedanta study without Krishna consciousness is a feature of the external energy, Maya. And as long as one is attracted by the inebrieties of this ever-changing material energy, he deviates from the devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. An actual follower of Vedanta philosophy is a devotee of Lord Vishnu, who is the greatest of the great and the maintainer of the entire universe. Unless one surpasses the field of activities in service to the limited, one cannot reach the unlimited. Knowledge of the unlimited is actually Brahma Jnana, or knowledge of the Supreme. Those who are addicted to fruitive activities and speculative knowledge cannot understand the value of the holy name of Lord Krishna. which is always completely pure, eternally liberated, and full of spiritual bliss. One who has taken shelter of the holy name of the Lord, which is identical with the Lord, does not have to study Vedanta philosophy, for he has already completed all such studies. One who is unfit to chant the holy name of Krishna, but thinks that the holy name is different from Krishna, and thus takes shelter of Vedanta study in order to understand him, must be considered a number one fool. As confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his personal behavior and philosophical speculators, who wants to make Vedanta philosophy an academic career, are also considered to be within the material energy. A person who always chants the holy name of the Lord, however, is already beyond the ocean of nations. And thus, even a person born in a low family who engages in chanting the holy name of the Lord is considered to be beyond the study of Vedanta philosophy. In this connection, Srimad Bhagavatam states, Aho vataso pachato gariyan yajivhagre vartate namatudhyam tepus tapaste jihubu sasnu arya brahmanu nuchur nam grananti yete. If a person born in a family of dog eaters takes to the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, it is to be understood that in his previous life he must have executed all kinds of austerities and penances and performed all the Vedic yajnas. Another quotation states, Rig Vedotha Yajurvedaha Sama Vedopi Atharvana Adhitastena Yanoktam Harir Iti Aksharadvayam. A person who chants the two syllables Hari has already studied the four Vedas, Sama, Rig, Yajur, and Atharva. Taking advantage of these verses, there are some sahajyas who, taking everything very cheaply, consider themselves elevated Vaishnavas, but do not care even to touch the Vedanta Sutra or Vedanta philosophy. A real Vaishnava should, however, study Vedanta philosophy, but if after studying Vedanta, one does not adopt the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, he is no better than a Mayavadi. Therefore, one should not be a Mayavadi, yet one should not be unaware of the subject matter of Vedanta philosophy. Indeed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his knowledge of Vedanta in his discourse with Prakashananda Saraswati. Thus, it is to be understood that a Vaishnava should be completely conversant with Vedanta philosophy. Yet, he should not think that studying Vedanta is all in all and therefore be unattached to the chanting of the holy name. A devotee must know the importance of simultaneously understanding Vedanta philosophy and chanting the holy names. If by studying Vedanta, one becomes an impersonalist, he has not been able to understand Vedanta. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Vedanta means the end of knowledge. The ultimate end of knowledge is knowledge of Krishna, who is identical with his holy name. Chief Vaishnavas or Sahajyas do not care to study the Vedanta philosophy as commented upon by the four acharyas. In the Gaudiya Sampradaya, there is a Vedanta commentary called Govinda Bhashya. But the Sahajyas consider such commentaries to be untouchable philosophical speculation, and they consider the acharyas to be mixed devotees. Thus, they clear their way to hell. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjanasalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmin Sri Gurave Namah. ఇష్టం స్థాపితం జన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదామయం దదాతి సోపదంతికం. వందేవం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవంశ శ్రీరూపం శగ్రదాతం సగణ రఘునాథ నితంతం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదం సగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతి గోపేశ గోపికాకంత రాధాకంత నమస్తే. తప్త కంచన గౌరంగీ రాధే బృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియ వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవచ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమో. నమో మహావదన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నమ్నే గౌరతిశే నమ. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీఅద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. मूर्ख तुम्हें तुम्हार नहीं का वेदांत अधिकार कृष्ण मंत्र जप सदा यही मंत्र सार. सो इन दिस वर्स ऑफ श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज एक्सप्लेनिंग हिज स्टेटस व्हाई ही is chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and dancing in the streets. Because when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Varanasi, and Varanasi is famous as the place of Mayavadis, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to accomplish his mission in Varanasi, to change all the Mayavadis and make them Vaishnavas, which was very, very difficult to do that. But since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he appeared to flood this entire universe with the holy name of Lord Krishna, because that was the reason why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, one of the external reasons, to propagate the Yuga Dharma for this age of Kali. And this Yuga Dharma for this age of Kali is chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the beginning, though propagated this holy name of Lord Krishna, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra at Navadvip. But after taking sannyas, he traveled all over India and converted all these big Mayavadi scholars into Vaishnavism. When he first came to Puri, then he first converted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was a great Mayavadi philosopher, great Pandit. He was just like Brihaspati. And he was the Raj Pandit in the assembly of Maharaj Pratap Rudra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu targeted all big people to convert them into Vaishnavas. Then others will follow. Jat-jat acharati shrestha tat-tat eve tarvajana sayat pramanam krute lokastadan vartate. So when a big man will do something, then common people will follow him. So that was the technique of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada also followed the same technique to propagate this holy name of Krishna all over the world. So Prabhupada wanted that all the big people in the society, first they should be converted. They should become Krishna conscious. Then common people will follow them. So Srila Prabhupada wanted that all the big politicians, big scholars, big lawmakers or high court judges, supreme court judges, they should become Vaishnavas. They should wear Vaishnava tilak and go to their workplace, and when people will see them, big businessmen, then others will follow. And that is happening now. Srila Prabhupada's technique is working perfectly well. So so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first converted Sarvam Bhattacharya when he first came to Jagannath Puri. And when he visited South India, he converted Ramananda Rai, the governor of southern provinces, who was a representative of Maharaj Pratap Rudra in South India. So he converted him. Of course, Ramananda Rai was a pure Vaishnava. So there was no question of conversion. But Ramananda Rai actually accepted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his Radha Krishna form to Sri Ramananda Rai. By seeing that form, Ramananda Rai fainted. So then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled South India and preached Krishna consciousness, preached the holy name of Lord, and whomever he saw, he inspired him to chant the holy name of the Lord. So anyone who chanted the holy name of the Lord, who heard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting the holy name of the Lord, who told others to chant the holy name of the Lord, they all attained Krishna Prem by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually converted whole South India and made them Vaishnavas. And then he came to North India, and his main target was Varanasi, because that was the place of all Mayavadi stalwarts. And that time the Mayavadis, they were very keen to study Vedanta philosophy. And Prakashananda Saraswati was the chief Mayavadi sannyasi in Varanasi. And when they saw all the Mayavadi sannyasis headed by Prakashananda Saraswati, when they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting the holy name of the Lord and dancing in the streets, that was unacceptable to Prakashananda Saraswati and his followers, because their conception was the sannyasis, they should be studying Vedanta philosophy. They should be always concentrating on Brahman. They should be very grave. So that was their conception. But opposite to their conception, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, though he was a sannyasi, still he was chanting the holy name of the Lord, not studying Vedanta philosophy, and dancing in the street like any ordinary man. So it was unacceptable to the Mayavadi sannyasis. So they were criticizing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, one Brahmin, Maharashtrian Brahmin heard this, he did not like this. He was very much attracted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he came and told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the opinion of Mayavad sannyasis? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only smiled. He did not reply. But when he came back from Vrindavan, then he wanted to, it was his desire, to confront the Mayavadi sannyasis. And it was arranged by that Brahmin that he invited all the Mayavadi sannyasis, and also he invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that invitation, and when he went to that place where all the Mayavadi sannyasis had assembled, and because they were thinking themselves as Brahman, that is the conception they carry, the Mayavadi sannyasis, so they say Aham Brahmasmi. So I am the same Brahman. So their conception is that we are the same Brahman, but only Maya is separating us from the Supreme Brahman. And when the Maya's covering will be over, we will become one. That is their conception. So that's why they consider everyone as Brahman or Narayan. And when they offer their obeisances, they say, Namo Narayan. I am offering my obeisances to Narayan. So they think that everyone is Brahman, everyone is Narayan. That is their conception. And that's why they were sitting on a high platform, the sannyasis. They were sitting in a high platform. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in that place, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking the humble position of a humble Vaishnava sannyasi, because that was also another reason of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach bhakti in this age of Kali, how to perform bhakti. That's why, though he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna himself, he came in the form of a devotee. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never proclaimed himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, some of his intimate devotees knew that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but most of the people did not know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They considered him as the greatest devotee of the Lord. Even nowadays, still some people think like that, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great saint, a great saintly person, a great devotee of the Lord. They don't know that he was himself, he was the Lord. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach bhakti, that's why he took the role of a devotee. That's why he was always chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So he took the role of a devotee. To teach devotion, it is essential that he takes the role of a devotee. And he teaches by example. That is an acharya. An acharya teaches by his own example. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, acting like an acharya, he taught by his own example how to perform bhakti at the lotus feet of Krishna, though he was Krishna himself. So, in a devotee's form, sometimes someone will see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, see his effulgence, and see his activities, and conclude that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, or Vishnu himself. But when they would say this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would close his ears. That, no, 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 I am not Krishna, I am not Vishnu. So this was the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was acting as a devotee of Krishna, not as Krishna himself. But nowadays we see in Kali Yuga people, they proclaim themselves as Krishna. Though they are small, tiny living entities, but they proclaim themselves as Krishna and get some followers. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always refuted. Anyone would call him Krishna, he would always refute. No, no, I am not Krishna. Though he was himself Krishna. So in this way, he always took the humble position of a devotee. And he acted in a humble way. That is the essence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. In Shikshastaka prayers, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahisuna amanena manadena kirtaniya sadahari. A devotee should always think himself lower than the straw in the street. A devotee should always become more tolerant than a tree. A devotee should not expect any respect for himself, but should be always ready to give respect to others. And in this state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. This is the essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. And he himself acted on this platform. So when he arrived at the place where all these Mayavadi sannyasis were sitting on a high platform, thinking themselves as Brahman, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there, offered his obeisances to Mayavadi sannyasis, and sat on the ground where people used to wash their feet. That was a washing place. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat there, took a humble position in front of Mayavadi sannyasis. That was the way of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By humility, he defeated their arrogance. By humility, by showing his humility, he defeated their pride. So Mayavadi sannyasis, they felt ashamed that there is another sannyasi, he is sitting in a place where people used to wash their feet, sitting on the ground, or we are all sitting on high platform, thinking ourselves as God, Brahman. So they called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No, you cannot sit there. You come here, sit with us. We are sannyasis and you are a sannyasi. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas from Keshava Bharati, who was also a Mayavadi sannyasi. So all these Mayavadi sannyasis considered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Mayavadi sannyasi, one of them. So they invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to sit with them. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused. He would not go to sit with them. He took that humble position. And in that way, actually he softened their heart. Their arrogance was gone. Then the Mayavadi sannyasis, headed by Prakashananda, asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you are a sannyasi like us and you are supposed to study Vedanta philosophy. But instead of studying Vedanta philosophy, you are chanting the holy name of the Lord and dancing in the streets like any ordinary person. So how is it that instead of studying Vedanta philosophy, you are doing such low work? So they were considering chanting and dancing in the street as lowly. So you are doing low class work. You are not doing the work of a sannyasi. How is it? So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled. Though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his previous life, previous ashram, when he was a grihastha, that time he was called Nimai Pandit, the greatest scholar of that time. Though he was in a very young age, still Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nimai Pandit, he defeated the great scholar Keshava Kashmiri. When Keshava Kashmiri came to Navadvip, he was a Digvijayi Pandit, means he had conquered all directions. He had conquered all the scholars and he had got certificates that he defeated such and such personalities. He was very proud of that. And then he came to Navadvip, who was also a place of learning, great place of learning at that time. Different scholars from different places used to come to Navadvip. And if someone returns from Navadvip as a scholar, then he is highly respected as a great scholar. But when Keshava Kashmiri, who was a great scholar, when he came to Navadvip to defeat the scholars of Navadvip, the scholars of Navadvip, hearing Keshava Kashmiri's name, they hid themselves in their houses. None of them came out to face Keshava Kashmiri. Some of them even left Navadvip out of fear of Keshava Kashmiri. So then they thought that, okay, this Nimai Pandit, he is a young boy, so let him face Keshava Kashmiri. And if by chance Nimai Pandit will be defeated by him, then it will not be an insult to us, the Navadvip scholars. because Keshava Kashmiri has only defeated a young boy, not the scholars of Navadvip. So they were pacifying themselves like this. So one day when Keshava Kashmiri was sitting, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Nimai Pandit, was sitting in the bank of the river in the evening with his followers. So then Keshava Kashmiri arrived there. Because he was searching for the scholars of Navadvip, but he was not coming in contact with anyone. So at last he came in contact with Nimai Pandit. So then Keshava Kashmiri asked Nimai Pandit that, "Oh, I have heard you are a great scholar. So now I want to do Shastrarth with you. I want to discuss scriptures with you." So Nimai Pandit, with great humility, he offered his respect to Keshava Kashmiri and said, "I have heard that you are a great scholar." He praised Keshava Kashmiri in the beginning. "And I have heard you are a great scholar. So it is my great fortune that today I have met you. So now we are all sitting at the bank of the Ganges. So now please, as a great scholar, I want to hear from you the description of the Ganges. So please describe the glories of the Ganges." And Keshava Kashmiri was such a great scholar, he could make many verses immediately without thinking anything. He can make out many verses in glorification of the mother Ganges. He was such a great scholar. Sometimes people have to write, they have to think before writing. But he, without thinking, the verses were coming out from his mouth. Without any interruption. One after another, in glorification of the Ganges, he was speaking out verses. So then he actually composed 100 verses in glorification of Mother Ganges. And then he stopped. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was only hearing his recitation of the verses of in glorification of Mother Ganges. Then he said that, "My dear Keshava Kashmiri, you have composed very nice verses in glorification of Mother Ganges. No one in this world could compose such verses like you. But there are some indiscrepancies in composing verses. What verses you have composed, there are some mistakes in it." And Keshava Kashmiri was shocked to hear that these verses are not available anywhere. I composed these verses and I recited these verses very speedily, one after another. How could he remember all these verses to find out the mistake in it? So then he was very much shocked. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that in one of the middle verses, he picked out one middle verse where Keshava Kashmiri said, he used a word, Bhavani Bharta. So this is a mistake Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out. that Keshav Kashmiri used this word Bhavani Bharta, and he was thinking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a student of grammar and he has no idea about Kavya, poetic compositions. He does not know anything. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about poetic compositions because he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all this knowledge is coming from him. And Keshava Kashmiri was unaware of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's scholarship. So, Nimai Pandit said that, my dear Keshava Kashmiri, this composition of this word is wrong. Though you have composed very nice verses, but this word, composition of this word is wrong. And then he gave the example that Bhavani Bharta, this word is composed of two words, Bhavani and Bharta. And Bhavani is the wife of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is called Bhava. And his wife is called Bhavani. So Bhavani means wife of Lord Shiva. And when another word is used, Bharta, Bharta means husband. So, you are telling that Bhavani Bharta, the husband of the wife of Lord Shiva. It means, Bhavani Bharta means the husband of the wife of Lord Shiva. It means the same thing. That instead of directly telling Shiva, you are telling the husband of the wife of Lord Shiva. What does it mean? So Keshav Kashmiri was shocked to hear that Nimai Pandit, such a young boy of Navadvip, could find out a mistake in his composition of verses. So he could not speak anything. And that night he could not even sleep. He wanted to give up his life, being defeated by a young boy of Navadvip. But he was a great devotee of Saraswati, Mother Saraswati. And Mother Saraswati had benedicted Keshava Kashmiri that he will not be defeated by anyone. He was such a great scholar. So he prayed to Mother Saraswati that, how is it that today your benediction failed? Your benediction failed because of a young boy of Navadvip. What is the reason behind it? Then Mother Saraswati appeared in his dream and said that, my dear Keshava Kashmiri, whom you are thinking as a young boy of Navadvip, he is not a young boy of Navadvip. Actually, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and my husband. So I cannot give you benediction to become victorious over my husband, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it is better for you, as you are my great devotee, you also surrender to my husband, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has now appeared as Nimai Pandit of Navadvip. Then next day, Keshava Kashmiri went to Nimai Pandit's house and surrendered himself, understanding that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he stayed in Navadvip. So, That is the same Nimai Pandit now has come to Varanasi, and in front of this Mayavadi sannyasis, the same Nimai Pandit acting himself as a fool. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered that actually my Guru Maharaj told me that I am a fool, number one. I have no right to study Vedanta. That's why following the order of my Guru Maharaj, I am only chanting the holy name of the Lord. Because my Guru Maharaj told, Krishna mantra japa sada yahi mantra sar. You always chant the holy name of the Lord. Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna maha mantra. Because this is the essence of all mantras. So if you chant this mantra, then you can attain all perfection in life. This is the instruction of my Guru Maharaj. So by saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually instructing us many things. The first thing he is instructing us, that even if someone is a great scholar, he is a number one fool in front of his spiritual master. He should consider himself a number one fool in front of the spiritual master. If a disciple thinks himself a greater scholar than his spiritual master, then he is spiritually doomed. His spiritual advancement is checked. He will fall down from his position and commit offense at the feet of the spiritual master. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though he was a great scholar, materially speaking, of course, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, acting like a disciple, acting like a devotee. So he himself set this example, that though he was a great scholar, still he himself was thinking a fool in front of his spiritual master. This same way, we can see Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was a great scholar of his time, and Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj was not very much materially educated, but he was a great devotee of the Lord. So when Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur directed Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to approach Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj for initiation, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur approached him, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj did not want him to initiate, because he was thinking that this person is a great scholar, and anyone who is a great scholar naturally becomes proud of his scholarship. It has been stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Janma Aishwarya Sruta Sri Edhaman Madhapuma. When someone takes birth in high aristocratic family, then he becomes very proud of his high birth. When someone gets opulence, much more opulence, material opulence, then that increases his pride. Edamana madhapuma. A person becomes very proud of his opulence. When someone becomes very scholarly, attains Shastric knowledge, becomes a very great scholar, then that increases his pride. He becomes proud of his scholarship. When someone is very beautiful, then one's beauty increases one's pride. So here, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was a great scholar. Then Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj thought, he is a great scholar and I am not so learned. I am illiterate. And if he will become my disciple or I will accept him as a disciple, always he will think that I am inferior to him. Because I am illiterate, I cannot instruct him. Because he is a great scholar. He will not accept my instruction. So he refused. And he said to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that I am not qualified to become your guru. You are such a great scholar and I am such an illiterate person. How can I become your guru? So I cannot give you initiation. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur requested him, but he refused. Then he came back and told to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, no, you must go to him and take initiation from him. So again he came back. And when again he approached, then Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj said, okay, if you still want to take initiation, but I cannot say. I have to ask Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came back. Then another day, again went to him. And again approached him. Then Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj said, oh, I forgot to ask Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was just avoiding it. So then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur fell at his feet and told him that I have accepted you as my spiritual master in my heart. And if you refuse me, I cannot go to anyone else to accept as my spiritual master. So if you refuse me to give initiation, I will end up my life. So when he approached so humbly, then Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj was satisfied, seeing his humility. And he said, okay, I will ask next time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So 3-4 times he refused. And at the end, he agreed. Just to test the disciples' humility. So in the same way, we can see that South Indian Brahmin in Ranga Kshetra, Sri Vansi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Srirangam. He saw one Brahmin who was illiterate. He was not so literate. He can just read. So he was reading Bhagavad Gita every day in the temple courtyard. And his pronunciation was, Sanskrit pronunciation was not proper. He was wrongly pronouncing the Sanskrit verses. Hearing his wrong pronunciation, other Brahmins were laughing at him. But when that Brahmin was reading Bhagavad Gita, tears were flowing from his eyes, gliding down through his cheeks. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this. He was surprised that this Brahmin doesn't know how to read the Sanskrit verses. Other Brahmins are laughing at him, but still every day he is coming here to the temple courtyard and reciting Bhagavad Gita verses. But what he is understanding from this Gita, that tears are coming down from his eyes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very surprised, and he went to the Brahmin and he asked the Brahmin that, why are you reading Bhagavad Gita when you are unable to pronounce the Sanskrit verses properly? What is the reason behind it? So the Brahmin answered that my Guru Maharaj ordered me to recite Bhagavad Gita every day, study Bhagavad Gita every day. Though I know I am not a very literate person, though I don't understand anything from Bhagavad Gita, just to carry out the order of my Guru Maharaj, I am reciting Bhagavad Gita verses every day. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked that, if you are not understanding Bhagavad Gita, then how is it that tears are coming out from your eyes? Unless you are thinking something while reading Bhagavad Gita, tears cannot come down. That means you are, some bhava is there within your heart. Some feeling is there. Without that feeling, ecstatic feeling, tears cannot come down from your eyes. So then the Brahmin replied that, my dear sir, when I am reciting the verses of Bhagavad Gita, when I am studying Bhagavad Gita, one picture come to my mind. So in that picture I see Krishna as the chariot driver of Arjuna. So that time I think that my dear Krishna, the Supreme Lord, he is such a bhakta vatsal. His devotees are so dear to him that the Supreme Lord, who is the Lord of the universe, he has accepted such a low service, driving the chariot of Arjuna, just for his dear devotee, Arjuna. So, the Supreme Lord of the entire universe has taken up a position of a chariot driver, driving his devotee's chariot. So the Lord is so affectionate towards his devotees. So when I think about the Lord's affectionate nature towards his devotees, I feel in my heart ecstatic emotion for the loving attitude of Krishna, That's why tears are coming down from my eyes. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Brahman, you are studying Bhagavad Gita has attained perfection. You are the true knower of Bhagavad Gita. Though you have no material qualification, still you have understood Bhagavad Gita properly. Whereas others are studying Bhagavad Gita, but tears are not flowing from their eyes. That feeling is not coming. But you have truly understood Bhagavad Gita. So he appreciated the Brahmin's endeavor and his commitment or determination to follow the order of the spiritual master. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also teaching the same thing in this verse, that how a devotee should be determined to follow the order of the spiritual master. He should not be very proud in front of the spiritual master that I know everything. My spiritual master does not know anything. Or sometimes the disciple, they feel so proud, they say, oh Guru Maharaj, you don't know this thing. Actually, this is the thing. So this is their arrogance. Guru Maharaj doesn't know, the disciple knows. Or sometimes the spiritual master says something, the disciple will tell another thing to the spiritual master, discarding the spiritual master's instruction. And by doing this, one is actually falling down from his spiritual position. One cannot make any advancement disregarding one's spiritual master. So that is the example Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is setting here. Though he was the greatest scholar of his time, in front of the Mayavadi sannyasis, he is acting like an illiterate person. And he is telling to them that my Guru Maharaj considered me murkha, foolish person. That's why he ordered me to chant the holy name of the Lord, which is the essence of all mantras. Because I have no adhikar, no right to study the Vedanta. So I am only following the order of my spiritual master. And then they asked that if you are following the order of your spiritual master, then how is it that instead of only chanting the mantra, you are also dancing and tears are also flowing from your eyes? You are acting like a madman. How is it? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later on replied in other verses, we'll read afterwards. He said that when I followed the order of my spiritual master wholeheartedly, then tears came to my eyes. I started crying. And I acted like a madman. And when I went back to my Guru Maharaj to ask the reason, that Kiva Mantra Dilago Sai Kivatar Val Japite Japite Mantra Karilo Pagal, that my dear Guru Maharaj, what mantra you gave to me, that what strength this mantra has, that when I started chanting, This mantra has made me madman. Sometimes I am crying, sometimes I am laughing, sometimes I am dancing. So I don't know what I am doing. Then my Guru Maharaj said that, my dear boy, now you have attained the perfection of chanting the given mantra, the holy name of the Lord. This is the perfection of chanting the holy name of the Lord. When we will chant the holy name, our heart will be melted. All the inebrieties in the heart will disappear. All the contamination of the heart will disappear. Heart will become purified and it will melt. Then the tears would come, flow from the eyes. And we can act sometimes out of emotion, ecstatic emotion, we may start crying, sometimes chanting, sometimes dancing, sometimes laughing, sometimes the hairs on our body would stand on end. So this is the perfection of chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way took the humble position in front of the Mayavadi sannyasis and described his situation as a true disciple of his spiritual master. And just by following the order of the spiritual master, how one can attain perfection, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed in his own life. That's why it has been stated that unless we please the spiritual master by following his instruction, we cannot please Krishna. Jasya prasadat bhagavata prasado, jasya aprasadan nagati kutopi. If the spiritual master is not pleased with us, it does not matter how a big man we become, how scholarly we become, how a rich person we become, how influential person we become, how we attain a higher position in the society. Everything becomes useless unless we get the mercy of the spiritual master. Everything is useless. It's all zero. Because we cannot get the mercy of Krishna. That's why those who are serious in spiritual life, they always take the order of the spiritual master as their life and soul. And in this way, they attain the highest perfection of life. Of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later on discussed with the Mayavadi sannyasis and explained the Vedanta Sutra later on. In that way, he actually defeated the Mayavadi sannyasis and converted them into Vaishnavas. So here we should take this instruction from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that how we can attain perfection in our spiritual life, how we can remain humble throughout our life and chant the holy name without offenses and attain the lotus feet of Krishna, and in this way make our life perfect. Hare Krishna. So is there any questions or we'll stop here. What is? Because all the knowledge, because Saraswati is considered the goddess of knowledge. And all knowledge is coming originally from the Supreme Lord. Saraswati is Shakti, Jnana Shakti. The Lord has many Shaktis. So, Jnana Shakti is one of them. That's why the Lord is the husband of Saraswati also. Okay. Said external in the sense because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance has different reasons. Some are external, some are internal reasons. So spreading the holy name of the Lord, which is Yuga Dharma for this age, is considered external reason because he wanted to give this holy name to others for the benefit of the living entities. But the internal reasons of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's coming is something else. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared for three internal reasons. That was for himself only. Other reasons, external reasons, are for the betterment of others, mankind. But three internal reasons are for himself. And what are they? First thing, Krishna is the object of love. Isn't it? He is the object of our love. So, we are, those who have love for Krishna, they are considered the shelter of love, ashraya. And Krishna is vishaya, object of love. So, among all the devotees, who is the best devotee of Krishna? Who has the foremost love for Krishna? Srimati Radharani. So, when Srimati Radharani loves Krishna, what are her feelings? Krishna cannot release because he is the object of love. Unless Krishna comes to the platform of Radharani, he cannot release or understand the love of Radharani. What type of love Radharani has for Krishna? Krishna wanted to know this. He was curious. Though he is the object of love, but he cannot know the importance of Radharani's love. That's why Krishna desired to take the position of Radharani. It was his intense desire in Krishna Leela. And then this was the one reason, the importance of Radharani's love, to know the importance of Radharani's love. Shradhaya pranaya mahima kidrasovana eva. So Lord Krishna wanted to know Radharani's pranaya mahima, the importance of his upper love. Sadhya jenadhuta madhurima kidrasova madhiya. And the second reason was Krishna wanted to know his own madhurya, his own sweetness. Because Krishna cannot release his own sweetness. Others can release Krishna's sweetness, but Krishna himself cannot release. Like suppose we are beautiful, we cannot release our own beauty. Others would release. So that's why once Krishna, when he was in Dwaraka, Krishna saw his own reflection in the gem-studded pillars of Dwaraka. And Krishna was surprised to see his own beauty. Even he could not recognize himself. So, when Krishna saw his own reflection in the gem-studded pillar of Dwaraka, then Krishna became very surprised. He said, whose form is this? Krishna himself questioned. Aparikalita purva kasta matkarakari smrati mamagariyan esa madhurjapura. Such sweetness I have never seen anywhere. Krishna could not realize that he is seeing his own reflection. So he is telling that I have not seen such beauty anywhere in the past. And this beautiful form is spreading its own sweetness in such a way that I am also attracted to this form. I am also attracted to the sweetness of this form. Ayam aham, Krishna is asking himself, is it my form? So I did not know that I am so sweet. Or my form is emitting such sweetness. So kamaya radhikeva. So it must be that my dear Radharani must be releasing my sweetness all the time. So I want to release my own sweetness when I take the form of Radharani. Then only I will be able to release my own sweetness. Unless I take the form of Radharani or the mood of Radharani, I cannot release my own sweetness. This is the second reason Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the third reason, ki how much pleasure Radharani derives by seeing my sweetness, by loving me, how much pleasure she derives. I also want to know that. So for these three reasons Krishna appeared. That was his personal reason. That's why Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalitam నవమి కృష్ణ స్వరూపకం. లార్డ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ టూక్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ రాధారాణి. రాధారాణి ఈజ్ తప్త కంచన గౌరాంగి. ది కంప్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ రాధారాణి ఈజ్ తప్త కంచన, మీన్స్ మోల్టన్ గోల్డ్ కంప్లెక్షన్. సో షీస్ కాల్డ్ తప్త కంచన గౌరాంగి. అండ్ కృష్ణ బికేమ్ తప్త కంచన గౌరాంగ. హి టుక్ ది కంప్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు, శ్రీ కంప్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి. సో హీ బికేమ్ గౌరాంగ. అండ్ హీ అగైన్ టుక్ ది మూడ్ ఆఫ్ రాధారాణి ఇన్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు అవతార్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు టుక్ ది కంప్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ రాధారాణి అండ్ ది మూడ్ ఆఫ్ రాధారాణి. అండ్ వాట్ వాజ్ రాధారాణిస్ మూడ్? షీ వాజ్ ఆల్వేజ్ ఫీలింగ్ సెపరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ కృష్ణ. కోనంద కుల చంద్రమాకో సుఖీ కాలంకృతి. రాధారాణి వాజ్ ఆల్వేజ్ ఆస్కింగ్ వేర్ ఈజ్ నందకుల చంద్రమా, వేర్ ఈజ్ ది మూన్ ఆఫ్ ది డైనాసిటీ ఆఫ్ నంద మహారాజ్. కో కాలం సిఖి కాలంకృతి, వేర్ ఈజ్ దట్ కృష్ణ హూ వేర్స్ పికక్ ఫిదర్ ఆన్ హిజ్ హెడ్. సో రాధారాణి వాజ్ ఆల్వేజ్ ఫీలింగ్ సెపరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ కృష్ణ. దట్ ఈజ్ ది మూడ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. హీ వాజ్ ఆల్వేజ్ ఆల్సో ఫీలింగ్ ది సెపరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ కృష్ణ. దట్స్ వెన్ హీ వాజ్ చాంటింగ్ హరే కృష్ణ, హీ వాజ్ చాంటింగ్ దిస్ ఇన్ ది మూడ్ ఆఫ్ సెపరేషన్. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో వేర్ ఈజ్ మై కృష్ణ? దట్ వాజ్ ది మూడ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. కృష్ణ 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 హే కృష్ణ కేశవ కృష్ణ కేశవ కృష్ణ కేశవ త్రాహి మాం, కృష్ణ కేశవ పాహి మాం, కృష్ణ కేశవ రక్ష మాం. సో దిస్ ఆర్ ది మూడ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు, ఫీలింగ్ ఆల్వేజ్ సెపరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ. And in that mood of separation, when he was chanting the holy name, the love of Krishna is imbibed in this holy name. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special benediction was to give this holy name to the world with love of Krishna, which no other incarnation had given. అనర్పిత చరింగ్ చిరాకరుణ అవతీర్ణ కలవు. నో అదర్ ఇన్కర్నేషన్ హాడ్ గివెన్ దిస్ లవ్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ. ఓన్లీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు కుడ్ గివ్ బికాస్ హీ వాజ్ ఇన్ ది మూడ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి. కృష్ణ కుడ్ నాట్ గివ్ దిస్ లవ్, ఓన్లీ రాధారాణి కుడ్ గివ్. ఓకే, విల్ స్టాప్ హియర్. థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్. హరే కృష్ణ.